Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, November 18th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up just under 0.4% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight bonds are firmer with the U.S. 10-year off around one basis point at 1.59%. The dollar is softer, oil is down, gold is lower, industrial metals mostly weaker, while cryptocurrencies are firmer. Nothing major overnight from a headline perspective. On the commodity front, the White House asked major oil-consuming nations yesterday to tap crude reserves. U.S. retail results and macro data this week again highlighted a still favorable consumer backdrop. However, yesterday's inflation data from the U.K., Eurozone, and ECB warn of stretched valuations. Concerns around supply chain constraints persist, with input cost pressures remaining elevated and a recent increase in new COVID infections, especially in Europe, highlight headwinds. On the Brexit front, The Telegraph is reporting Brussels has rowed back from threats of retaliating against Britain over Article 16, as the UK and EU near their first deal to break the deadlock in talks over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Very quiet on the macro data front overnight, with really nothing of note. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, weekly initial jobless claims and November Philly Fed Index. In regulatory news, the Financial Times reports EU lawmakers have reached an agreement on rules to target anti-competitive practices by big tech. Rules are said to impact more companies than previously expected within the EU's planned Digital Markets Act. On the M&A front, Carlyle and Metro Bank have agreed to terminate discussions regarding a possible offer for the company. And in earnings news, after hours, NVIDIA is indicating a higher open, trading up more than 5% in pre-market trading, while Cisco is indicating lower, trading down more than 5%, both after reporting earnings post-close on Wednesday. On the earnings schedule this morning, Macy's and Kohl's will post their results before the open. Applied Materials, Ross Stores, and Intuit are set to report after the close. Asian equities ended mixed on Thursday. Greater China led decliners, with Hong Kong's large-cap internet and IT stocks selling off. The Hang Seng was down around 3% at one point before it recovered. Japan was led lower by energy stocks after overnight falls in crude. Australia rebounded from opening losses to finish slightly higher. Korea was down and Taiwan was up. India was a notable decliner after its largest ever IPO, Paytm, slumped on its first day of trading. In regional news, the Nikkei reported Japan's cabinet will approve a record stimulus package bill tomorrow worth 55.7 trillion yen, or around 488 billion US dollars. In other regional central bank news, Indonesia's central bank kept its 7-day repo rate unchanged at 3.5% as expected, and the Philippine central bank has kept its key benchmark interest rate at 2% for the 8th consecutive meeting, also as expected. European equity markets are mostly higher after a mixed open. After UK inflation data hit the highest level in close to 10 years, the London Times reports the UK interest rate market is now fully priced for a rate rise at the December 16 Bank of England meeting. Markets also now show a roughly 2/3 chance of another rate increase in February. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.